Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Tara.
Well, like I said earlier, they're dropping like flies. You really can't even keep track anymore of how many people are deplatformed and have their censorship, you know, their rights censored right away from them. The list just, it grows every day. It's so fast. It's like whack-a-mole. You can barely cover the story before you're on to the next one in this country. And I did my podcast on this yesterday. When you dig deep in this, you can get the podcast by going to, by texting Battleground to 71307. And I go into detail there. And as I'm laying this out, it dawns on me that what I'm looking at, we've never seen before in America, this attack on Parler. And I've called Parler the canary in the coal mine, because if they can't get back up and running, the party will do this to all kinds of businesses, not just big tech, not just social media, not just taking your First Amendment rights. And here's what I mean by this. The story, as it's told in detail by the Parler CEO, is just chilling. That for months, and, you know, as his business grew into a $500 million to $1 billion valuated business, he had all kinds of offers from people. Hey, come on our servers. We'll host you. Come on our servers. We'll host you. We want to provide you with, you know, he had all kinds of people soliciting him, right? We want to provide you with the services that you need to keep your site up and running. There's a ton of digital services that you have to buy and purchase in the marketplace. And that literally all on the same day. It's not just Google that deplatformed him, Apple and Amazon. He said all of our providers for our mail, you know, our in-app mail and our support, our technical support for Parler and all of these things that we pay to put together to make it into Parler. We just got one call after another, after another, after another. Sorry, got to go. Bye. Can't do it. Well, if Apple and Google say, then we have to drop you. Then he starts making calls and he's calling people. You know, would you like to host a $500 million to $1 billion valued business? You know, it's probably what our valuation is, right? We're about worth that. No, we don't want to. Sorry. Or he'd say they would be eager, and then they'd be eager, and we start talking, and then hours later he gets the call. Nope, sorry, can't host you. Nobody turns business that big down. Nobody does. Not in a capitalist society. So what are we looking at here? This is fascinating. Let's pull this back. Let's forget big tech for a minute. Let's forget Facebook and Twitter and all of that. We're talking about businesses afraid to even provide support services for Parler. And I mean basic stuff. Try transaction platforms, digital support services, because every tech site's really just a mass of digital support services coming together, right? From other smaller companies. What does this mean? What is this essentially? It's the Chinese system.
Bingo. I've been sitting here thinking that exact same thing. This is the Chinese Cultural Revolution all over again.
Yes, it's the Chinese social credit system. Now, nobody has a credit score formally yet, but I'm sure they'll need one by the end of the year, you know, to protect us.
Oh, by the end of the week, maybe.
But let's think about this for a minute, okay? So you got a company valued at between $500 million and $1 billion. They can't find even the simplest services to service them, right? Because companies are terrified to be associated with them, even if those companies aren't publishing any speech. They're just providing support service, right? Okay, how does the Chinese social credit system work? What lowers your score? Well, there's a lot of things that lower your score. One of the things that lower your score is association with other people with what? Low scores. So this is a weapon, a missile aimed right at association. That is the heart of the Chinese system. The only part we need now is a social credit score. So if the party, as I call them, if the party doesn't like you, if Michelle Obama says, you ought to just be deplatformed, as she did to kick all this off, right? Everyone flees. What's that? You've just been assigned a social credit score. You are not acceptable to the party. Now, how's the social credit system work? Well, it's also an active system. You get positive points for doing things the party likes, like reading certain books. They know what you read. They observe all your transactions, watching certain movies the party approves of in China. Working with the party, volunteering for the party, doing things like that, your score goes up. Now let's extrapolate this. What'd you see the NFL do this year? Black Lives Matter was hot. Better make a donation. You better make a donation or else.
Well, not just the NFL, but the NBA, NASCAR.
So this can go in up. Yeah. And so you're seeing this. This is understood. So basically, once you are thought to have run afoul of the party, you become a pariah. Now, let's think about what this is, because this ain't capitalism. It's not. This whole freedom of speech thing would be very easy to solve with capitalism. Amazon doesn't want them on their service, fine. Somebody else surely would. But we have fascist suppression. And so now everybody's afraid that if they host Parler, they won't have any other business. That they will be attacked, that their business itself will fall apart because all their support services that you need in a digital world to run a business will flee. It's a social credit system. It's exactly that system. There's just no formal credit score you look up yet. So this is, and so, okay, let's look at what enables this. How'd we get here? And I did this yesterday on the Battleground podcast. You could get it more in detail by texting Battleground again to 71307. So how is this being implemented? What is making this possible? Because this is not capitalism. This is the opposite of capitalism. This is the prevention of investors, of companies from being able to interact in ways they normally would in a free market. So what is this? This is dual justice brought to antitrust and RICO. What this is if you can break all the antitrust laws that Parler lists out in their lawsuit against Amazon and Twitter, if you can just break, those are crimes. You cannot, companies cannot legally collude to keep competitors out of the marketplace. That's not just bad and get you in trouble with the DOJ. That's a crime. If you're caught doing it, you can go to prison. Unless you're the right people and laws don't apply to you. So what we're watching is the very dual justice we warned about, that with the Russian collusion and all of these things. And it bled into the election. And we got illegal voting because of it. Now it's bleeding into antitrust and the RICO arenas, where if you're the right person, you can destroy anyone because of their politics. And I even predicted what you're going to begin to see, Lee, is, and this is very Chinese style as well, you're going to see, most of the businesses out there, they're probably not really political. They probably would rather not bother.
Yeah.
They just want to make some money. That's what capitalism is, right? That's why it's great.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to see businesses, I think, get political in order to silence their competition. They'll use it as a strategy.
Yeah. Good point, yeah.
And that is very much a part of the Chinese system. So what we're watching inflicted on us is very much the Chinese system. And, as Alon Bakari explained on my Battleground podcast, an early podcast I did, I think it was in September, called Deleted. He said, because he's covered big tech and he had just published a now best-selling book about tech called Deleted. And he said, look, they're already inside of Google developing social credit scores. They even, he said, have, and he gets this through his reporting, they even have people who, even say you own a lawn care service or something like that, and you've posted stuff online, but never anything political ever, right? You've been nice and neutral. They can take stuff you've written about, like your writing, mm-hmm. and they can analyze it. They've got algorithms that can tell what your politics is by your writing style, by the way you psychologically you put words together, even if what you're saying is a description of how great your, you know, 85-year-old aunt's birthday went.
Right.
It doesn't matter. You can't hide. They know. And that system, those scores that will at first be internal and then be pushed out into the public, so anyone can look them up, will then be used to decide where that lawn service of yours ranks in the search results.
I don't think they're going to need artificial intelligence to think what your writings are about, Tara.
What gave it away? See, you know what? I'm free in a way, Lee, because I'm already completely screwed.
Exactly, yes.
I'm just the cake is baked.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Speaking of the cake,
yeah.
And I'm surprised you didn't bring this up.
Oh, gosh. What did I miss?
You're the one who always points out, wow, so big tech doesn't have to bake the cake,
right,
do they?
Right, yeah.
I mean, watch Kristen Baker's destroyed because, mm-hmm. I mean, literally broken financially.
Yeah.
Because they would not bake the cake. Why doesn't Facebook have to bake the cake?
Yeah. Because it's a cake they don't want baked. And by they, I'm talking about the powers that be. As usual.
So if Parler does not get back up and running, you're going to see a chill and you're going to begin to see politics injected into business in ways you've never seen before. And you're going to begin to see, you know, whatever is the hot thing this week, if it's Black Lives Matter riots, you know, if it's burned things down by Antifa, whatever it is, you're going to begin to see them making donations and putting logos on their sites like, please just leave me alone. And that those that don't will be punished. And that's the end of capitalism. If RICO law, antitrust law, no longer applies if you're the right people, if monopolies are allowed and encouraged, this will spread from tech to every sector. And we won't recognizably have capitalism in this country.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. All right, if you're thinking, I want to escape to somewhere else, oh, this is too crazy for me. Someone may be around shortly to pick you up. And I mean someone from not around here. Like, really not around here. Do you see what was just released? Oh, okay, there's a guy named John Greenwald Jr. And he's like one of these, like, I don't know, conspiracy theorists. I don't know. He's like a UFO buff. Anyway, he's been suing the federal government for 2 decades, filing FOIAs, trying to get the CIA to disclose what they know about UFOs. This is from the New York Post today. Well, he finally won. And the UFO has released its Black Vault documents. So you can actually see them downline. You want to download them, you can. You can download them at the Black Vault website. The reason this, by the way, is not all over the internet right now in terms of what's in them is because the CIA chose to release them in a format that is extremely hard to read. It's very old to read and convert. So folks are out there right now frantically trying to figure out what the CIA knows about UFOs. So the good news is, if they are real and they have visited, enough so that the CIA was keeping a vault of knowledge about them, perhaps you could hitch a ride out of here somewhere that makes some more sense. I don't know. This country's crazy. This country's absolutely crazy. There's no other way to put it. By the way, Tulsi Gabbard, you know Democrat Tulsi Gabbard, who herself was a victim of big tech censorship and algorithms that downgraded her during the presidential election. Do you remember that? She ran as a Democrat. They didn't like her. She wasn't one of them. I mean, don't get me wrong. She's as much of a Marxist as anybody else. She endorsed Bernie Sanders, supported the Medicare for All plan, all of that. I mean, she'd do anything they wanted, but she's not one of them. She's not part of the club. So they had to get rid of her. So she's not too keen on social media censorship either, since she's been a victim of it. And she gave the same answer I have when asked by Daily Caller. Hey, so, you know, look, these Democrats, Republicans keep swearing they're going to do Section 230 reform and, you know, rein in these tech companies. Why haven't they done it, Tulsi? Listen to this.
The real question that we should all be asking is, well, why hasn't it been fixed yet? You know, the House Democrats have held scathing hearings with big tech CEOs on this. Republicans are talking, you know, talking about this a lot and saying, hey, this needs to change. Trump has talked about it a lot. Why hasn't it happened? Why hasn't Congress actually seriously looked at legislation and passing legislation to reform or get rid of Section 230? It goes to money, Omid, and you know this as well as I do. And I've seen it happen. You know, Google will have a big reception and members of Congress will go and they'll go and pick up their checks. Facebook will have a big reception. Hey, okay, yeah, well, hey, where's my check?
Makes sense now? Now, think about it. If they have receptions where they hand out checks, she's a congresswoman, she ought to know. Suppose you're one of those who doesn't want to go pick up the check, right? You don't, your constituents might not like it, whatever. Are you going to speak out against big tech? The censorship of your own Republican constituents? No. Because you're afraid your opponent will get the check. Best just to keep quiet. Even though at the rate we're going here, you're not even going to be able to run campaign ads by 2022.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Did you see what happened to Bruce Willis? I don't know. The most amazing part of the story, I think, is that Bruce Willis actually went to a Rite Aid. That part was the most interesting to me. I didn't think Bruce Willis would do a thing like that. I mean, can you imagine the hassle, that level of fame? I mean, what a recognizable face, right? It's the actor, Bruce Willis. But he did. He actually went physically himself to a Rite Aid. He did this on Monday. But he has apparently refused to let his freedom die hard. What a great movie, by the way. So even though he had a bandana around his neck that he could have easily pulled up over his face, he opted not to. He went unmasked. And got kicked out for not wearing the mask. refusing to wear the mask. He left the store without buying anything. He later issued a statement calling it an error in judgment. Adding, be safe out there, everybody. Let's continue to mask up. That was after the internet outrage mob went after him. So who's right? Willis or the outrage mob? Well, let's go back to the studies that we have. Let's go back to science. We use science on the show. It's what we do. Let's go back to the 18th of November, 2020. Largest ever study on mask use. Done in Denmark. Two groups totaling 6,000 people. Remember this study? I remember this study. You probably may not remember this study. The mainstream media ignored it. They didn't like this study. What did it find? No difference. Absolutely no clear evidence whatsoever that face masks protect the wearer from COVID-19 infection. None. Infection rates were tiny, thank God, in both the wearing group and the non-wearing group. In the non-mask face group, 2.1% were infected with new coronavirus, while the mask-wearing group, 1.8%. That is not statistically significantly different. Do they protect you? No. Now, so that is the largest study of this ever done, but it's not new. Now, I want to be clear what this study did and did not measure. The study did not measure whether you wearing a mask protects other people. They flat out said they didn't know. And so they advised to wear a mask. But the idea that it protects you, no. No, that's what they found. Now, they did not try this on the, like, the N95, the KN95, so that's still unknown, too. But you got the kind of mask that Bruce Willis had on, no protection for him. None whatsoever. Which is interesting, because yesterday, producer Chris handed me this from 2009. It was about the 2009 swine flu, which was very deadly, the H1N1. And boy, I got to tell you, you got to read this. This is what happens when a Democrat's in office and we have a deadly flu. I don't even know where to begin. I like this one. U.S. government officials were especially concerned about schools because H1N1 flu virus appeared to disproportionately affect young and school-aged people. So this is the opposite of COVID. Young people were really at risk from this. Older people were not for some reason. So the CDC closed schools. They recommended closing. No? They didn't? No. Rather than closing schools, even though the young population was most at risk, the CDC recommended that students and school workers with flu-like symptoms should stay home for either 7 days total or until 24 hours after symptoms subsided. That is weird, isn't it? Obama must have wanted to kill children. Isn't that what Nancy Pelosi said about Trump? He wanted to kill children. She went on TV and said it. I got the audio. He wants to kill kids. That's what you're supposed to conclude, right? Why did Obama want to kill kids? Why did the CDC under Obama want to kill kids? Obviously, I'm being facetious. Nobody wants to kill children. I'm just comparing the rhetoric. What about U.S. Airlines? We've had people kicked off airplanes for life because they didn't have a mask on. Remember that? U.S. Airlines continued the standing practices for dealing with, you know, a dangerous flu or virus, which included relying on in-flight air filters to ensure that the aircraft was sanitized. Okay, cool. Masks were not generally provided by airlines, and the CDC did not recommend that airline crews wear them. God, that's weird. Unless you're familiar with all of the studies, one of which I just read you from the last several decades, which show that these masks don't work. Oh, by the way, the CDC and the makers of masks were pretty clear that they didn't work. Way back in 2009, let me read this to you. This is fascinating. I'm just going to read it. Make of it what you will. Again, this is on the H1N1, the swine flu, 2009. It's the Wikipedia entry. I'm just going to read it. The U.S. CDC did not recommend the use of face masks or respirators in non-healthcare settings, such as schools, workplaces, or public places, with a few exceptions. People who were ill with the virus went around other people, and people who were at risk of severe illness while caring for someone else. They should wear a mask, but no one else should. There was some disagreement about the value of wearing face masks. Again, this is back in 2009, as some experts feared that masks may have given people a false sense of security and should not have replaced other standard precautions. I'm sorry. Hold on, Chris. Who has said that? Who? Tell
you know,
me.
When I read that, I thought, this sounds very familiar.
What talk show radio host has said this over and over and over and over? I had a guy accuse me of trying to kill people in Greenville on the text line, and I had to stop the show. It was like a week ago. You weren't here, Chris. I said, no, no, no. I'm the one who's been saying what the CDC always said. Face masks don't protect you. Do not go out wearing one. Forget what the medical professionals are saying. They're not telling you the truth. Don't go out wearing one thinking you're safe. Please act like you don't have one on. And if you would not go out without one on, don't go out. They are going to get people killed. They probably already have with this fake mask junk. Let's keep reading because this is so interesting. That masks actually posed a danger because somebody wearing one might think they would give them a false sense of security that should have replaced other standard precautions. Yes, like if you are recovering from cancer, your doctor will tell you stay away from crowds. And these poor people going out in a mask thinking they're okay. It is so immoral to tell people this. So I've been trying to save people. I've been trying to tell you, just act like you don't have the mask on. You're not safe from anything. I don't know, flu, colds, whatever. This is interesting. Yukihiro Nishiyama, professor of virology at Nagoya University School of Medicine, commented that the masks are better than nothing, but it's hard to completely block out an airborne virus since it can easily slip through the gaps. Again, this is 2009 regarding swine flu, when you could still tell the truth about a thing like that. According to mask manufacturer 3M, masks will filter out particles in industrial settings, but, quote, there are no established exposure limits for biological agents such as swine flu virus. Really? That came from the mask maker, 3M? Interesting. However, despite the lack of evidence of effectiveness, the use of masks is still popular in Asia. Particularly in Japan, they go on to explain, because cleanliness and hygiene is more of a manners thing. It's not really science. Wikipedia, folks, this is absolutely fascinating. Oh, what about businesses? Should we close businesses? No. The CDC recommended. Keep in mind, this is something that kills children more than adults. And young people more than adults. Like older people, I guess. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Centers for Disease Control, that's the CDC, and Department of Homeland Security developed updated guidance in 2009 during the swine flu, including a video for employers. Now, they suggested that employees, reduce transmission among staff, establish procedures, you know, not have the contact, all of that. Here's the thing, though. They also recommended the CDC and the U.S. Department of Health maintaining business operations. Wait, do one of the businesses left open? What's the difference? This is a very deadly infection. Who was president again? I was Obama. You out of here? That used to be popular in California. Remember, they were going to secede from the union? Actually got two petitions started during the Trump administration to leave. But I guess she'll be staying for now. Well, what started in California is now catching on. A quarter of Americans now believe it's time for the U.S. to split into separate red and blue countries. You know what's interesting to me? I really think that we're headed into having two separate digital countries. I think that if we have a Department of Justice that is not willing or interested in enforcing antitrust law, RICO law, and breaking up monopolies that violate those laws, if they're going to be allowed to operate in a completely lawless fashion, then digitally, we're not going to have a choice but to separate. And that, you know, and John Nolte first wrote this at Breitbart and was brilliant, that we're, you know, just to have free speech and even conduct business, we're going to have our own digital society where we have our own banks. We have our own state banks like North Dakota does that is totally separate from the federal system. It's the only state that has that. We're going to have our own credit, you know, companies, our own processing, payment processing platforms, or own banks. I mean, it's going to have to be an entirely separate digital and banking system for the two parts of the country. And that's what they're driving us to right now. That assumes, of course, Parler can get back online and can find companies that will host it. I mean, think about the power we're talking about here. You can measure it in dollars. Maria Bartiromo reported on Fox Business that Parler was valued at between $500 million and $1 billion. That's a lot of money. I mean, who wouldn't want to host that on their servers normally in a free capitalistic society? But are you kidding me? They'd be in a bidding war for that. A service that, when it was taken down, was number one in the App Store, had 7 million active users at the moment on the site and 20 million total. And you know how hard companies work to amass a following like that? And they had done it in less than 6 months. When I got on in June, I had 6,000 followers when it was gone. When I got on in June, they were at like about 2 million. Nobody wants them. $500 million to $1 billion company. Nobody wants to be that. That is actually a measure of power in dollars, of fear. Do you think it motivates somebody? But right now, they clearly think, what's the point? If a lawless monopoly that will never be prosecuted will come after me, why bother?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.